We are going to the phones, where we are joined by Kayla Monfort from Activate Allen County and their faith.
She's here to give us an update on how that is going. Kayla, welcome.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Thank you for having me this morning.
It's good to have you back with us. And you were on a few weeks ago, or maybe like a month ago, I don't know. But talking about Activate Allen County and the faith challenge that you guys have. So first of all, for those who maybe didn't get a chance to hear our first interview, what is Activate Allen County?
Yeah, so Activate Allen County is our community collaborative here in Lima, Allen County area. We have many different partners and organizations that come together around issues of health and wellness, health being more than just what we're eating and how active we are, but the mental health aspect of things, the spiritual health. We're tackling all those concerns and issues and trying to bring people together around that same table to do work together instead of working in our own silos. So activating Allen County in a meaningful way around health, nutrition, around mental health, and around spiritual health, and trying to create an atmosphere here in Allen County where people want to be, they want to work, they want to play, they want to worship, and they want to enjoy all we have to offer here in the healthiest way possible.
Yeah, and it's a well-rounded health awareness campaign, everything from smoking to eating right, and to also helping the environment and clean up the environment as well.
Yes. Yeah, we do try to tackle all areas of health. We're trying to steer people away from health only being, the kind of common things of only, eating healthy and being active means that you're healthy, but there are so many other aspects to what it means to be healthy, and there's also a lot of people that are doing work in that realm. So trying to bring all those organizations, all those people to the same table so we can all work together to create the highest level of impact. That's what Activate Allen County really is all about, is kind of coming together, being a collaborative, and working in unison to create a positive impact.
And with it being a collaborative effort, what are some of the other organizations that are involved?
Yeah, definitely. So we have Mercy Health, Lima Allen County Chamber of Commerce, Regional Planning, the Health Department. Of course, we have the Mental Health Recovery Services Board, the City of Lima, our commissioners are just a few of the folks that we have at the table, and we welcome any and all to come to the table. So we have a wide number of organizations that we work with, but those were what I mentioned, our executive council, kind of those members who are hired just kind of in the kind of the thrones of everything and making decisions and helping us move forward. But we really do welcome anyone. We have lots of working groups and a lot of people that are kind of behind the scenes doing work. So we are always looking for volunteers, always looking for more people who kind of want to get involved in any capacity.
And you're encouraging churches to get involved as well.
Yes, definitely. So we have many what we call activated challenges that we host throughout the community. And you can find the list of all those challenges on our website. But our Activated Faith Community Challenge is a great challenge for, of course, our faith-based organizations to get involved with. We see such a value in working with our churches and our faith-based organizations in the community because we know there are places where people go. They trust the people that they're surrounded with there. And there's also an audience there for us to kind of impact for that health and wellness. Obviously, the spiritual health is being taken care of in those atmospheres, but we are also looking at how we can impact their mental health and physical health and nutritionally as well. So we do want to work with any and all faith community organizations and churches, no matter what your size is, no matter if you're meeting in person or virtually right now, you are eligible and able to, we say apply, but it's really just filling out, a little survey and a form to tell us about your faith community, tell us about things that you're doing in the realm of health, and kind of some visioning of what you would, want to do in the future if you maybe had some funds or you had some partnerships or things that you could see yourself easily doing with a little bit of potential seed money. So we do provide $500 for up to 10 churches or faith organizations to be a part of this year's Activated Faith Challenge. We are looking for those people to apply. We still have spots available, and if we have more than 10 apply, then we will choose 10 to move forward and to join us this year. So we're always looking for innovative ideas and fun and exciting ways that churches are looking to impact their congregation or the neighborhood around their church in a positive and healthy way.
We're talking with Kayla Monfort from Activate Allen County and the Activated Faith Community Challenge. And Kayla, so if you mentioned churches, if they're interested in being a part of this, maybe this is the first time they've heard of it, what are the next steps they need to take to become a part of the Activated Faith Challenge?
Yeah, so it's very easy to join our challenge. It's to put your ideas and put your church and your organization out there for us to consider. All you need to do is go to our website, activateallencounty.com, and there is an Activated Challenge tab, and you'll see the Faith Community Challenge within that tab there for our challenges. And there is an online application of sorts, or a survey to fill out just with your information, so we can then get back in contact with you with more information, and then kind of start working together on what kind of your vision looks like and how you would want to spend that money if you were awarded that. You can also, if filling out things online or that's too complicated or something you don't want to do, you can always just contact Activate Allen County at 419-222-6045, and we will be happy to assist you and answer any questions that you have around the challenge and get you pointed in the right direction.
How has the community been responding to the challenge?
The community responds well to this challenge. This will be our third year hosting the Activated Faith Community Challenge. We've given away a lot of awards. We've given away a lot of money to the community. We've seen a lot of positive impact. We've got some meditation type gardens that we've been putting up. We're working with churches in order to, have some healthier foods available within their church, looking at how we can impact with education sessions and mental health first aid training within our churches. So there's a lot of work that's been done over the last few years, and we only hope to continue to expand that work and reach more churches and more individuals in our community with these funds, and also just with the word about Activate Allen County and the fact that we really do value the partnership with churches, because we think they bring so much to the table in terms of those that are attending and the reach that they have, and just the fact they're already working on their spiritual health, and they want people to be obviously in the word and encouraging folks to participate in that way, but also thinking about how we are, how we're mentally healthy and physically healthy. So we really want to combine all those items together to create this challenge where it makes it easy for that to take place.
Excellent. Hey, Kayla, once again, give folks a website if they want to go and find out more information.
So it's activateallencounty.com. And again, you'll see an Activated Challenge tab there on the homepage, and you'll see the Faith Challenge within there. And just go ahead and apply online. Or if you want to just give us a call, it's 419-222-6045.
Excellent. Kayla, thanks so much for joining us again this morning. It's been great talking with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.